You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Adam Conley and the Marlins look for a series win against the Mets, and Giancarlo Stanton and company would provide early support.
Here's Christian Yelich. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit grounded towards third off the glove of a diving Flores. Caroms into short left field. Gordon scores from third as Rosario picks the ball up. And on at first, with a single and a run batted in, is Christian Yelich. And the Marlins have a 1-0 first inning lead. So here's the 2-2 on the way. Swinging a drive, well hit to left. This one's going to go. Ozuna watches it go. Home run for Cespedes. He hit it into the lower left field stands, way beyond the Great Wall of Flushing. And so Cespedes delivers his fourth City Field home run this year, his 16th overall, and the Mets have tied the game here in the first inning, 1-1.
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here it comes. Swinging a chopper down near third. Fair ball again knocked away by Flores. Rounding third is Gordon. Steaming to the plate, he'll score standing up. And it's 2-1 Miami on a carbon copy, really, of what had happened in the top of the first inning. 3-2, swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Cespedes. So a homer and a strikeout for Yoenis so far. We're at the end of three. It's the Marlins 2, the Mets 1.
Outfield straight away, the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Now he's got a brand new career high. It's double digits. 10 strikeouts for Conley, and the Mets go in order in the sixth. At the end of six innings, the Marlins 2, the Mets 1.
And smashes one. Deep to left field. To the track, to the wall. It is gone. Three-run shot, and that just seemed to be an accident waiting to happen at some point in this series. At some point, Stanton was going to get the barrel out there on a baseball, and out it went into the bleachers in left center. And just like that, the Marlins have three more runs. They lead 5-1.
The Marlins score four times in the seventh inning and go on to beat the Mets 6-4. Adam Conley allows just one run on three hits over seven frames with a career-high 11 strikeouts to get the win, and Miami is now 1-7-9. The Mets have now lost 6 of 7, and manager Terry Collins is not happy with the team's defense of late.
Yeah, we should have made some plays that cost us a couple runs, and we made it a game at the end, and that's one of the things I think that shows you that these guys have not thrown in the towel. They're playing all nine.
Ahmed hasn't even been up here a month. At what point does it click that D. Gordon's faster than, you know, the other guys in the lineup and he needs to rush that play?
D. Gordon's faster than a lot of guys in baseball, not just this lineup. He learned a lesson. I'm sure it won't happen again. You don't double pump when he's running down first base, for sure.
Mark.
Terry, as you mentioned, that's a lesson learned there, but like for a player in that spot, is it even worth saying anything? He knows at that point that this is a fast guy and that was a mistake that he made, right?
Oh, yeah. But he was told, he knew. I mean, after it happened, he was, upset and certainly with himself. But he's, like you said, he learned it, and I'm sure it won't happen again to him.
And just to be clear, that's not the fact he doesn't know that D. Gordon's fast. Maybe that's more so just a focus thing in the moment.
No, it's a habit.
Daniel?
Outside of Ahmed, though, there was some defensive plays that didn't get made. Does that give you any concern that your message maybe isn't getting across to these guys, the message you've been talking about as far as playing the game the right way?
Well, if you're talking about Cess's dropping the ball in left field, again, this guy is probably as good a left fielder as there is. He's got a gold glove to show for it. They all make mistakes, but Flo made two diving stops. I mean, I don't know what else you're talking about outside the drop fly ball in left field. In the other plays, they got to decide, can I catch it or can I catch it? So I think the message has been come across perfectly clear, and they understand it.
Mike.
Terry, what did you think of Jacob's performance today, and do you think that any of the defense weighed on him at all as you went along?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him about it, really. He you might have been a little frustrated that we didn't make some plays, but you know, Mike, it's the same message. You talk about the message over here about playing the game right. Let me tell you, when you're pitching, you got to pitch. You can't worry about what's going on behind you. You got to pitch. And if there's not plays made, you got to pitch around it once in a while. It's the same when, you know, a guy makes an error. You know, they don't stop trying to make plays when you hang sliders. So you got to keep pitching.
Is there any evidence at all that he's hitting any kind of wall here? I mean, this is his second straight start. He wasn't kind of himself.
Those are things that certainly could point to some stuff like that. Whether or not it is a fact, we don't know. But, you know, at this point in the season, you know, after, again, missing what he did last year at the end of the season, he's trying to certainly get 200 innings. I know that's a big part of what he wants to do this year. And that's why, to be honest, at this particular time, I think Sandy addressed it one day when he said we're going to be careful with him down the stretch. And, you know, he always is deep in the game, and there might be a little fatigue in there. He hasn't complained about it, but there's certainly that possibility.
Chris.
Terry, when you say it's a habit with Ahmed, what exactly is that? Is that waiting on the ball, double clutching, or just
the double, the pat of his glove? Mm-hmm. That's a habit.
And then, I guess, is it just a reminder to kind of get him out of that, or what exactly needs to happen?
Well, he'll be reminded to get out of that, especially when there's a guy like D. Gordon running down the bases. You got to get it and throw it. You don't have a lot of time to do anything else.
And then with Travis, how much do you think, you know, Kevin's arrival, you know, and the competition there is going to affect him going forward? And, you know, are you encouraged by what you saw from
him today? I mean, you know, I said the other night, you know, the night before Plawecki got here, you know, Kevin hit the ball, or Travis hit the ball as good as anybody. But I think the little friendly competition's good. Motivates you as you head down the last 6 weeks.
Jacob deGrom has now lost 4 of his last 5 starts, and he becomes Giancarlo Stanton's latest victim. Stanton's 3-run homer in the 7th knocked deGrom from the game.
I don't think so. Just trying to go in there, tried to get a ground ball, tried to jam him. He didn't get it that good. Just happened to get enough. He's strong enough to get out of the park. So got to tip my cap to him there.
Jake, you had a lot of loops in his last game. Is the frustration when you're out there to try to get to
that? Yeah, it's frustrating. But you got to be able to make pitches, and wasn't able to do that today. Everybody's trying. When Rosario didn't make that play, I put my hands up. Probably shouldn't have done that. I'll have to talk to him. That's my bad. I can't show emotion out there like that. Especially when it has to do with your other players, when you know they're out there trying to, you know, play defense behind him, so that one's on me.
The Mets' young shortstop, Ahmed Rosario, had a miscue in the field prior to Stanton's round tripper that may have helped set up the game-breaking hit.
Bueno, diría que en el momento que yo vi corriendo y en el momento que yo di el segundo paso, ya vi que era bastante tarde para tirarlo.
I'd say the moment that I saw him running and the moment that I took that second step, I realized maybe it was a little bit too late to throw.
How much did you know about D. Gordon before this series?
¿Qué tanto sabías de D. Gordon antes de esta serie?
Sabía bastante, sabía que corría bien, pero me confié en esa jugada.
I knew a lot. I knew that he could run well, but I got a little overconfident on that thing.
How much of a lesson is this? Was that play for him?
¿Qué tanto consideras eso que fue una lección para ti?
Diría que un 100%, porque ahora de lo malo, de los pequeños errores, yo voy aprendiendo.
I'd say 100%. I'm learning from all of these small mistakes.
Is that a tough feeling when that play happens and the next batter puts the ball over the fence? How difficult is that to see it happen that way?
¿Te sientes un poco mal? ¿Es difícil ver que haces esa jugada y el próximo bateador pega un jonrón?
Sí, realmente. Hay un dicho que dice que después del error viene el palo, y me sentí un poquito mal al momento que yo vi que esa pelota salió del palo.
They say after the hit, comes a hit, and I really did feel a little bad after that.
On Monday, the Mets will play host to the Diamondbacks with Robert Gsellman on the mound at Citi Field.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.